This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said the United States will respond to a drone strike in Jordan on Sunday that killed at least three U.S. military personnel and wounded about three dozen others. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden called it a tough day and said those responsible will be held to account after news that a drone strike being blamed on Iranian-backed militants struck a U.S. installation in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. Insiders say Tower 22 houses mostly engineering, logistics, and security troops who were likely sleeping at the time of the attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkish authorities on Sunday captured two gunmen who shot one person dead during a service at a church in Istanbul and who are believed to be tied to Islamic State. That's according to Turkey's interior minister, who earlier said the attack, which Ankara condemned, took place at the Italian Santa Maria Catholic Church. Earlier, Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement on Telegram, saying it was in response to a call by the group's leaders to target Jews and Christians. Families of hostages held in Gaza hope for progress in a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas for 2 months in exchange for the release of more than 100 remaining hostages.
It does feel like all parties are leaning in right now, and we, as parents of a hostage, just say, keep going. Don't let this be another false start. Get this over the finish line. Get the deal done, and let's bring the hostages home, back to their loved ones.
John Pollin, the father of Hirsch Goldberg Pollin, who was kidnapped.